Welcome to Florida. It's 40-something degrees out here. It's crazy. But anyways, seasons are cool. Literally. Knowing that it's going to be 80 degrees in a few more days. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We can bear it. The rest of the state, the country still has to bear all the rest of the weather. Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of something? Psalm 146. Start right from the beginning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth, and in that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. Anybody been in prison? We all been in prison. The whole world is in prison. Only God rescues them out of this. See, deception is prison. Amen. Verse 8. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. Let me tell you, the wicked is being turned upside down right now. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. One of the things that really struck out to me, the Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. Freedom to the prisoners. Well, I was asking the Lord this morning while I was going to the gym. I said, what would you like to talk about? And he said, freedom protect. I said, what do you mean by freedom protect? He said, you have the freedom to protect your freedom. I said, oh. And he began to download all kinds of stuff in me. And I went into the gym and I said, can we continue this later? Because I was driving. There's no way I'm going to be able to, you know. And he was like, yeah, we'll continue this later. So anyways, the reality was we have freedom to protect our freedom. That means you have a choice to protect your freedom. And he freed us in the price that he paid for me and you. So many people are not protecting their freedom. They're allowing the enemy to deceive them and they're bringing them back into bondage again. Protect your freedom. Amen. It is to the freedom to protect is ability to protect your freedom. You have the ability. The Holy Spirit guides us to all truth to protect our freedom. The Bible says that we have an anointing and we know all things. Amen. So he knows the boundaries that we're able to get close to and not overstep if you're walking in the Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And it says, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. In other words, they were not in freedom, they were in bondage. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. And by his plan, you've been saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now think about this. This is what he's done for us. You know what we must do? Protect it. that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by his plan, by grace, you have been saved through faith, not that of any of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift of God to give us a plan of escape. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them, or walk in the freedom that he has given us. Amen? He freed us from hell. He freed us from destruction and the self of flesh. He freed us from corruption of the soul and of the body. He freed us from the presence of evil. He freed us, and he placed us and positioned us in a place of authority in the plan of his grace. We must protect this. Amen? We must protect this. In Galatians chapter 5, in verse 1, stand fast. That means fight. That means what? Fight. You don't get nothing without a fight. Amen? Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom or the liberty by which Christ has made us free. In other words, fight. Protect. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. In other words, works of the flesh. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by your own strength, your own will, and your own law. You have fallen from God's plan. Does everybody see this? You've fallen. Why? Because they are no longer protecting God's plan. They're protecting theirs. They're protecting their rituals and not the freedom to live in Christ Jesus. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through what? Through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the what? Truth. Now, grab hold of this. Truth. Yeah. Because truth is a protector, isn't it? We're to protect the truth, but the truth protects us. And there's something else that truth protects. It protects the presence of God. See, if you didn't know the truth, you wouldn't know God's presence. So there had to be a seed of truth planted in us. Something had to be brought to us in truth. Amen? Oh, glory. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? What are you saying? You didn't protect the truth. You didn't protect it. This persuasion does not come from him who calls you, from God. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind or thoughts, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. Again, this is phenomenal. Amen? We're to stand fast. We're to fight for the freedom Christ paid for us. The first thing we must do is protect the truth. That's the first thing. Why? Because isn't that how it all started? And truth protects the presence of God. Because it always guides us to the presence. Now watch this. Go to John chapter 8. And start at 31. And Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, is this word truth? Yeah. You are my disciples indeed. You know how many people don't read the word of God, don't know the word? They don't. and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. So if you practice the word of God, if you practice the truth, you walk in freedom. Amen? Not just knowing the truth. There's a lot of people who know the truth, but choose not to practice the truth. You know what they're not doing? Protecting the truth. Hosea 4:6 says what? You don't have to go there. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. What are they lacking? Eternal truth. So if you don't know the truth, you're not going to protect something you don't know. There won't even be desire there. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now, this is so powerful, because the Spirit is the presence of God. So the presence of God is bearing truth. So truth is protecting and guiding me and you to God's presence all the time. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Son, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, God's presence, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. The Spirit is truth. That's why the Spirit is God's presence. It's the presence of God. Amen? That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're to protect not only the knowledge of the truth, which guides us into the presence of the person who is the truth, but also the presence of the truth. Does everybody get that? So we're to protect not only the truth, but the presence of truth. By what? Staying pure. Not touching anything unclean. In 2 Corinthians 3, in verse 12. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away. But their minds, their thoughts, were blinded from the truth. For until this day, that same veil or blindness remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ, the anointing. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil lies on their hearts. That's why they're still hardened-hearted. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, woohoo! Is the Lord the presence of God? Yeah. The veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the... Now the Lord is the presence. The Spirit is the presence. So if the Lord is the Spirit, the Spirit is the Lord. Amen. And the Spirit is God's presence. It's that simple. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty or what? Freedom. So is it our responsibility to protect the presence of God? Amen. Not that you can protect His presence. You're to protect maintaining His presence. Amen. Because nobody can hold God. And you don't have to protect Him, but you must protect your relationship with Him, so that you can have, what's the Bible say? Who can enter the presence of God but he who has a what? Pure heart and what? Clean hands. Amen. Oh, glory. The Lord is the Spirit. The Spirit is His presence. Must protect His presence from corrupt influence. Agreements. We must protect and know. Agreements of your thoughts. Agreements of your tongue and agreements of your touch, what you agree with and touch. We must protect ourselves from these things that can corrupt. Amen. Man, I'll never forget one day I walked into this place and I saw this book, and it was a beautiful book. I thought it was so cool. It looked very spiritual. I didn't know anything about New Age then. It had this cool image of almost like a trinity. Man, when I touched that thing, the Lord said, drop it. I dropped it. Why? He said, that's unclean. I went out. He said, go outside and clean yourself. I went outside, lifted my hands to heaven. I said, Lord, wash me with the blood of Jesus. And I did. See, so many times we don't realize that if you do touch, you better get cleansed right away. And only the blood is activated. It's one of the things that God uses, his name, his word, and his blood to protect the truth and his presence in our life. So what were they actually doing? We're protecting ourselves so we can maintain his presence and his truth. That keeps us what? Free. So why does a person go back into bondage again? Because they haven't been protectors of what God's given them. They haven't been protectors of his presence. They haven't been protectors of his truth. And they begin to compromise. They justify. They begin to agree with things. And they are betrayers in the body of Christ. Oh, happy days. Ephesians 4:25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and don't sin. There's nothing wrong with getting angry at something. Amen. Just don't get in the flesh. It's called righteous anger. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him what? Labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not what? Grieve. Do not offend the presence of God. By whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. In other words, protect it. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Well, but fornication and all cleanness and or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. Why? Because these all open that door. They nullify the protection. Amen. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Wow. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit of truth. It's the presence of truth. Amen. Galatians 5:13. For you, brethren, have been called to what? Freedom, liberty. Only do not use it as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. Wow. Don't misuse this freedom to promote the flesh. Why? Because that's not protecting your freedom. James 1:21. Let's do it. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word, and not just hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is, you know, when you are a doer of the word and not hearers only, that means you are protectors of the truth. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of freedom and continues in it, in other words, an individual that's protecting the truth and God's presence continuously. Amen? This one will be what? Blessed in what he does. Anybody here not want to be blessed? I don't think so. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans, widows in their trouble, and keep oneself unspotted from the world. Unspotted from the world means you are protected from the world's influence. Amen? He who continues to protect themselves, freedom will maintain, and they will be blessed. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And what is sin? It's the presence of evil, isn't it? Amen? And you know that he who, Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins or the presence of evil. And in him there is no presence of evil or sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. So what's the key? Abide in him. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor knows him. So there's a place where you and I must be in a constant, continuous abide. That's where we acknowledge him in all of our ways. That's where he keeps him before us, no matter what. You talk to him just like the best friend. What do you think? What should we do here? You're always in communication with him. You don't ignore him, you invite him. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, we have a tendency when we bloat, we run from him instead of running to him. But that's the flesh overtaking, isn't it? Amen? Hallelujah. Now, verse 7. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. So let me ask you this. Can you practice this if you're not protecting? No. Because practice is protecting. Amen? Hallelujah. He who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil and his what? His presence. Because see, his works is bringing the presence of evil. Remember, we've talked about this before. The devil can't curse you. He tricks you to curse yourself. Amen? He can't curse you. He just tricks you so you curse yourself. By what? Things you agree with. Things you touch with. Things that come out of your mouth. Works of the flesh. Whoever has been born of God does not have the presence of evil. Or does not sin. For his seed remains in the Lord. And he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In other words, we do... Look, we acknowledge, we recognize the presence of evil, but we're protecting ourselves from the presence of evil by protecting God's presence and truth in our life. That's called abiding. Abiding. He who abides in the secret place of the Most High. Again? That's why he says, forsake not to assemble. While we come in together, we abide together. We learn together. We worship together. There's something that's happened. The presence of God is released. The truth of God is released. Now we must protect everything that we've got. We just don't let it fly away. We don't let the devil, because what does the Bible say? The devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? And that's his purpose. He's going to try and steal anything that God has given you of truth, revelation. He's going to try to cause you to forget what he's done for you. Amen? Never forget where you came from, but don't live there. Amen? Don't live there. And don't stay there. Oh, you go into a woe is me and oppression. Praise God. continue to protect and practice in everything that we do. Amen? Praise God. In this, in verse 10, in this it says, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Wow. Don't marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Just don't react. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brethren abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Whoever associates with the and practices the presence of evil, or known as sin, is not abiding in his presence or in his truth. It's see, presence of God and truth of God are the witnesses. The word tells us that God sent us out two by two. Well, let me tell you, truth and presence is essential for me and you. What will that manifest? Him. It will manifest the Christ in us. What two are the witnesses and will manifest? The truth and his what? His presence. Two witnesses of freedom. Truth and presence. And I'm going to close at Matthew 7, verse 13. What does it say? Enter by the what? Narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to what? To life. And there are few who find it. There are few who fight for the freedom. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. What's fruits? Desires and choices, right? Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that bears does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. By their desires you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. How can you do the will of the Father if you're not protecting his presence and his truth by abiding? Amen? It's impossible. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Wow. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to be a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the rock, on sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. What was their problem? No fight to protect. No fight to protect. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority, not as a scribe. What a difference. Amen? See, so you and I have a choice. We have a choice to protect or not to protect. What are we protecting? The truth and his presence. Amen? And why? Because we're protecting ourselves from being contaminated. Because the enemy's going to come and steal truth in the presence of God from you. And we're seeing that all over the world. And there's no coincidence that our worship was a release today. It was a rededication today. It was an opportunity to start things over again today. No matter where you've been or no matter what you've done, today is a day of renewing. Renewing. So get cleansed. Keep a pure heart and clean hands. Walk away. Accept and protect the truth. And protect His presence. Because great things are about to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. You're awesome and You're mighty and You're true. And You're faithful to complete what You started. And we promise to give You all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.